This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In central Texas, the lifeblood of outdoor activity is Lake Travis, a reservoir on the Colorado River that runs through Austin. It's just as popular with tourists as it is with locals who take to its waters to cool off in the Texas heat. But when the state faced a drought over the last 6 years, lower lake levels affected not only people's morale, but businesses that depended on it. Lucia Benavides reports from Austin.
On a recent Sunday evening, the Oasis restaurant is on a 1.5-hour wait. There's a live band, and it's packed with customers overlooking the water, waiting for the oncoming sunset. But 5 years ago, the scene looked much different. From 2010 to 2015, Texas suffered one of the worst droughts in its history, and Lake Travis dropped to 1/3 of its level. For a restaurant that advertises lakeside dining, the view suddenly wasn't so great.
In late 2010 is when we started to see the sales decline directly correlated to the lake levels.
That's Jacob Hart, assistant general manager at the Oasis. He says sales were down 15% throughout the drought. That meant drastic cuts like seating only in certain sections and laying people off. Many other businesses failed, some that had been there for decades.
Yeah, we definitely got creative with how to spin the view. At one point, we even joked that even if it became completely dried up, it would be like the Grand Canyon view.
Around the corner from the Oasis, Todd Kaler manages the Marshall Ford Marina. The low water situation had them trailering in all the boats. This meant extra labor and expenses.
Yeah, it's going to take us many, many years to recover everything that we lost in the low water situation. It was definitely a battle.
But last year, the drought broke with a vengeance. There were record-setting rains, and Lake Travis rose more than 30 feet in 30 days. And this spring, Austin got some good news.
Well, tonight, Lake Travis is full. It's been almost 6 years since that has happened.
And business is thriving again. New restaurants have popped up, and the Oasis is hopping once more.
I would say we're back to how it was. We did a really good job of budgeting. I think we're doing better than we've ever have in the 34 years that we've been out here.
In Austin, I'm Lucia Benavides for Marketplace.